You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. His impact on the global auto industry cannot be overstated. That's one of the many tributes pouring in for Sergio Marchionne, who died Wednesday. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is the one who wrote those words. Daniel, it is very safe to say Chrysler was circling the drain when Marchionne arrived. Just how did he save both Chrysler and Fiat? What were his masterpiece moves?
Well, Fiat, he took over Fiat in 2004, came out of the accountancy and in the insurance business, and was plucked out of that business and brought to Italy by the Agnelli clan that controls Fiat. And in the process of about 4 years, he began to get it gearing and going in the right direction. When the global financial meltdown came, he spied an opportunity. Fiat as a group did not have a major presence in North America. It's a very rich market. It's a truck and SUV market, increasingly so since the time he did that deal. And he saw an opportunity to get his hands on one of the greatest brands. Some people would tell you the greatest American automotive brand in the world, and that's Jeep. And he did that, and did that with Ram. And he did it without putting any cash down into the deal. That's what's really important for people to understand. The federal government basically said, here, you take it. You make sure you do this, 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 and this, and this, and meet these conditions.
So basically, it was on the scrap heap.
Yeah. Sergio Marchionne saved a company in Detroit. And he saved tens of thousands of jobs. He saved a lot of property values in Oakland County and a whole lot of other things, because this was a guy who had a certain kind of daring, who is very smart about reading this part of the world. He was educated in Toronto and Windsor. He knew Detroit. He gets Detroit. He gets the grit of it, the history, the kind of people that are here, what makes it tick, what the predilections are of the consumers, a whole host of things. I mean, he's a very good leader, put together a very competent and international team. There's 19 people that run that company under what's called the Group Executive Council. With the death of Marchionne and one of his deputies who wanted to be CEO, who resigned, there are only two Italians on a 19-member board. There are, by my count, 9 countries that are represented there. You won't find that in any other major car company in the world. I think that's a reflection of kind of his best available athlete strategy when it came to people.
Give us your favorite Marchionne moment, the one that in your mind really sums up who this man was.
Oh, man, there's a lot. I had the experience several times to have meals with him privately. These things will go on for hours. I mean, this was not a perfunctory kind of thing. I mean, you'd go out and have a sit down with him in his office. I bet you I spent 3 hours with him. I had breakfast with him one time in Birmingham. It went on for probably a couple to 3 hours, and the cigarettes come out, if he can do it. I mean, he'd be in his office and he'd light up cigarettes, and the entire building is a no smoking zone. One of my favorite stories that I think encapsulates how irreverent he could be, which I loved about the guy, because you know he was saying things that other CEOs wanted to say but were too embarrassed or too timid to say it. So we're at the Detroit Auto Show however many years ago, and Volkswagen says, we're going to build 10 million cars and trucks worldwide within X numbers of years. And I asked him that in the roundtable interview. I said, what do you think of that? And he looked at me and he said, we've seen that movie before. It's called World War II. I mean, there's lots of stories about the guy. Very sharp wit, a very sharp intellect. And if you got him in the right conditions and you were talking off the record, he would be very blunt about people in the industry.
What do you think will change at the top for FCA employees and dealers and suppliers with this new CEO, Mike Manley?
Well, he certainly used the earnings call this week to say more of the same. He'd worked with Sergio for 9 years. He had a lot of respect for him. I understand he's a real hard worker, just like Sergio. Long hours, 80-hour weeks are common. Weekends, he doesn't understand the concept. And, you know, a lot of the performance you've seen from FCA has been driven by what Mike Manley ran, which was North America, Jeep, and Ram. And they are figuring very prominently in the future of the company, as they detailed last month in their 5-year Capital Markets Day in Italy.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Daniel, thank you so much.
Thank you.